high frequencies coming out of the bass. He was always playing somewhere up here rather than somewhere down there. And the bass cut very cleanly. In the days of poor amplification, that meant that I, in order to get my snare drum to cut, had to get the higher frequencies out of my snare drum. So I tended to play rim shots, which make the thing go pong.
We'll be right back. now where kids regret the atrophy very life previous time in order to get a job. See what I mean? And then the whole thing was, if you sound like if the bands that were around when I started, maybe King Crimson, Moody Blues, Ice, Jethro Tull, etc. If you sounded like any of those people, forget it, you know, the point was to be different. And then I'm slightly different now. You know, it's very exciting for me.
Thank you. even holding on, whatever you say, whatever you do, holding on. Holding on every time, every second, my life. Holding on, holding on, holding on, holding on, whatever you say, whatever you do. I'm holding on, no matter what you do. I'm holding on, no matter what you say. Regardless what life will bring, holding on, whatever you bring. Yeah, babe, I'm holding on, whatever you do.
directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Listen. You smell something?
I'd call that a big yes.
I feel so funky.
Beckman, get a sample of this. This is hot, Ray.
I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I want you to get right down to this.
Smell something?
That's right, folks. It is 1:01-ish in the morning Eastern Standard Time. This is Logic Johnson bringing you another episode of Lissa. Just smell something right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Gonna start the show out here by making a quick mention upon which I shall expand and expound as the show goes on. But of course, Logic Johnson for months has been extolling the virtues of the